So Obamacare was repealed yesterday, allegedly. Now, I spent a little time yesterday and a little time last night reading, or this morning rather, reading the repeal. And it's not a repeal. That didn't stop the House conservative from glad-handing one another in front of the C-SPAN and Fox News cameras and patting each other on the back for a repeal job well done. Yeah, we got in there. We showed them. We got this done.
You know they rolled in Bud Light.
They rolled in Bud Light.
They rolled in cool as a Bud Light and celebrated on the floor.
Did they really? No microbrewed beer. Budweiser. Bud White. Bud Light. All right.
No class.
They have no class. Why don't you call me sometime when you have no class? How do you know it was Bud Light? Did you see them?
I saw a story. They rolled in Bud Light.
to celebrate the
beer.
The non-repeal repeal of Obamacare. Here, I have the story here from CNBC. Republican Obamacare replacement bill passes the House. Now, if you watch this on Fox News, or if you go to the usual conservative suspect websites, you'll be led to believe that Obamacare was repealed. Well, it wasn't repealed. Nothing of the sort. As a matter of fact, they actually added, I know that President Trump went out there, it's going to be a great bill. I tweeted this out, okay? Believe me. Obamacare is going to be fixed. We're going to, the Affordable Care Act, the American Health Care Act is going to fix this. It's going to do this. It's going to do that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What they didn't tell you is, here. Highlights of the bill. Listen to this. Increase the amount of premium subsidies for younger adults and reduce the amount for older adults while allowing subsidies to be used to buy individual plans outside Obamacare exchanges. Now, I don't need to go any further than that to blow the lid off of this. Let's read that again. Increase the amount of premium subsidies. Now, what's a subsidy? Meter charge, please. Everybody knows what a subsidy is. I bet everybody doesn't know what a subsidy is. Subsidy is a funding mechanism. If you don't have the money to fund the repair of your automobile, then you might ask your mother or your father to subsidize it.
That was going to be my thinking as well.
So here's a question for conservatives who are opposed to government-run health care and socialized medicine and everything. Where is the subsidy going to come from that's now been increased here? Where does that money come from? Where are you going to get the money? Yeah, where are you going to get the money? That's a good question, isn't it? Let's read on, shall we? Allow older adults to be charged premiums that are five times higher the premiums charged younger adults instead of the 3-to-1 ratio established by Obamacare. Now, again, what is the general government of the United States doing setting premium rates for private insurers? So what does that mean? Oh, all of our health care costs are going to go down. Not if you're a geezered citizen, they aren't. Oh, and by the by, if you really want to fix this, well, then you don't have any premium rate mandates. You let an insurance provider charge what the insurance provider needs to get or needs to receive in order to vend the service. There are these things in insurance are called actuarial tables. Perhaps you've heard of them. Better your church, that's for life insurance. Well, they have actuarial tables, too, for health insurance and for car insurance. You know, they put in what they're paying out and what the risk factors are. And then from that, they get a general average, and then they can set a rate. That's how a market would set a rate. For example, yesterday during the Constitution Hour, which you can download now as a podcast, the brand new episode number 56, with me and Professor Herr Dr. Kevin Gutzman, we talked about when we did our ESPN segment, and when we play it, you'll hear it. And you can get it on YouTube. Go get the YouTube video and share it. I think this appeals to a brand new market here for Crusade Channel and Mike Church Show. Constitution, our listener, because it doesn't have anything to do with politics whatsoever. It has to do with the business of vending sports broadcasting. What's wrong with it and what's right with it? Anyways, Professor Gutzman made the signal point that ESPN has been kneecapped not by the federal government. As Mitt Romney would say, ESPN has been kneecapped by the federal government. Well, the federal government had absolutely nothing to do. Here's what it had to do with it.
0.0.
The marketplace had something to do with it. The marketplace. And I've been predicting this for several years now, that Bubba, your average ESPN watcher, was not going to tolerate, it was not going to sit through alleged sports broadcast that weren't really sports broadcasts anymore. Instead, they were broadcast designed to feature whoever the broadcaster is, their point of view on any particular subject of political discussion or moral discussion, whether it be homosexuality, transgenderism, or anything else, or race riots in Ferguson, Missouri. And ESPN is still vending this. And the story that we based this on was Linda Cohn was axed. Ms. Cohn, please, do you think ESPN's fortunes have declined because you stopped covering sports and became MSNBC Lite? And she basically confessed, yes. Now, the reason that matters coming from Linda Cohn is because she's an actual sportscaster. She actually does sports. She does them well. But that's the market determining the fortune of ESPN, much as the market should determine the fortune of Aetna Health Insurance. The market should determine the fortune of Cigna Health Insurance. The market should determine the fortune of the Aflac Duck. Aflac. If Aflac can't make money selling insurance policies, too bad. Go out of business like everyone else does. So what has Congress done? They have made sure that the general government of the United States runs life saving industry. Let me repeat that. They have guaranteed now that in perpetuity, forevermore, the federal government now administers a life-saving or life-preserving or life-extending industry. That's what the medical services industry is. That's what it does. Imposed. Now listen to this. Here's what's in the repeal replace bill. I almost didn't believe this when I read this, so I had to look it up. It actually is in there. Impose a premium penalty for people who do not maintain continuous health coverage. Gee, I wonder who that benefits. So, midder and midder's consumer of health insurance plans. If you have the unmitigated gall and audacity to let your insurance lapse, maybe you're getting it from your employer, maybe the company that you were buying it from went out of business or stopped selling that policy, and you said, you know what, I can't afford that premium anymore, I'm not going to buy it. And then someone else comes along and goes, hey, I got a premium for you. Hey, hotshot. You can now be penalized, thanks to Congress, for not continuing your precious health insurance coverage. Instead of calling this the Repeal and Replace Act, they should call it the Health Insurance Industry Bailout Act of 2017. Well, they're going to get a bailout, aren't they? What was questionable has now been made permanently questionable.
They still have to go through the Senate.
Well, and that's the other part of this. So many pro-life groups, Family Research Council included, are, hey, they actually defunded Planned Parenthood. Well, it's not really a defund. It is a rescission of a previous allocation of funds. Now, here's where this gets dicey and probably damns the whole thing.
Loaded dicey.
Loaded dicey.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to always fall in their favor.
Well, they exempted themselves. Yeah, everybody in the United States has to be governed by the Ryan Care, GOP Care, Trump Care, whatever you want to call it, Bill, except Congress. Congress is exempted. Before they went to pass the bill, the last motion amendment that was added to it was that Congress is exempted, and they all voted for it.
I watched on C-SPAN the vote, exemption for Congress for a health care bill. It was right before the one they voted for. They passed the bill. So I took a picture of it and posted it on the Mike Church fan page.
And how many of them voted for it?
Oh, there were 20, all but 20 Republicans.
All but 20 Republicans voted to exempt themselves. It's awesome to have a job like that, ain't it?
Oh, indeed.
Convert Medicaid funding for states to a block grant. So I'm just reading you the highlights of this monstrosity. Give states power to request waivers for insurers that allow them to charge people with pre-existing health conditions higher premiums if they let coverage lapse. Again, a pre-existing condition. I'm going to give an example of a pre-existing condition. I'm an arsonist. I burned a house down. I went to jail for 5 years for arson. I get out. I get my life straight, but I'm still an arsonist. I somehow manage to get a mortgage to buy a new home contingent upon that I can provide homeowners insurance to insure the property. Now, I'm an arsonist, right? I go to an insurer and I said, hey, Llama, how about a little insurance, you know? And the insurer goes, dude, you're an arsonist. Yeah, better insure, please. It's a pre-existing condition. You have to insure me, and you can't charge me the appropriate rate. Would anyone in their right mind think that the insurer or insurers should not be able to deny coverage to the arsonist? Now, I understand. But Mentor Church, arson is committed with the free will, you idiot. You conservative stooge. When an arsonist burns a house down, Mentor Church, they do it of their own free will in court. When I get diabetes, I didn't do it of my own free will in court. And so it has to cover me. Well, maybe you got diabetes, which pretty much did not exist prior to the modern age and corn syrups, high fructose corn syrups being inserted into everything that we consume.
That's type 2.
There's two types.
Type 1 is a pancreas.
Yes,
issue.
Yes. Well, there is a genetic diabetes.
That's a totally different.
Most Americans have type 2.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, almost every new case of diabetes is type 2. So maybe you did have some. I'm just using that as an example. Why should an insurance company have to insure that? Especially when it comes to having to provide a subsidy or a insurance payment, if you will, for the drug that treats it. Folks, this is an old argument. I understand. I'm not breaking any new ground here. All of you know this argument here. I'm just reinforcing the point that it's been made permanent now thanks to the conservative party in Congress. Again, the very large point here is as it pertains to conservatism. And to the fantasy world, the sandcastle world that most, quote, conservatives, close quote, live in, there is no tomorrow. There is no future that is devoid of the federal government meddling in your affairs. Unless you totally withdraw your consent. Unless we construct a new mainstream. And that's what the charge is. That's where we have to go.